Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. The setting was the program Meet the Press. The cast was Colin Powell, former Secretary of State in the Bush administration. The subject was the Democratic nominee and candidate for president, Barack Obama.
Senator Obama has captured the feelings of the young people of America and is reaching out in a more diverse, inclusive way across our society.
Colin Powell endorsed Barack Obama's candidacy for president over John McCain. The question is Colin Powell taking advantage or an indication of a national momentum shift toward Barack Obama, or is it something more personal related to Colin Powell himself? Curtis Ganz joins us now. He's the director of the Center for the Study of the American Electorate at American University. Curtis, thanks for being with us.
Delighted to be here.
You know, it's a really fascinating endorsement because obviously he's a Republican endorsing a Democrat. He's Colin Powell, whose prominence is perhaps, head and shoulders above most other Republicans who could do this sort of thing. But Colin Powell also has a troublesome sort of resume in his association with the Bush administration. How much does an endorsement like this help a national candidate at this stage in the campaign, Curtis?
Endorsements in general help only in the aggregate. On the other hand, Colin Powell is different insofar as he's an Army Chief of Staff, a Secretary of State. You know, that helps Obama's credentials in those areas. And he's one of the most respected figures out of the Republican Party, with the caveat about his speech at the UN on Iraq. I think probably the most important thing is the degree to which somebody who is respected and Republican and widely known blows the whistle on John McCain's conduct of his campaign and his elevation of Governor Palin, which Secretary Powell essentially indicated was not competent to be president.
Is this a momentum play in the sense that with the polls seeming to be tracking Barack Obama's way and this stunning announcement over the weekend of $150 million raised in September by the campaign, does a Powell announcement and endorsement like this become a convenient headline where the story really is momentum shifting towards Barack Obama?
I think this is not part of the momentum. I think this is I think there is momentum. I think the virtually universal feeling that Obama did much better than McCain in the debate, that many of the contested states are leaning in Obama's direction, that's momentum. This, I think, is a separate event. And I think it helps the Obama argument that, A, he is clearly mainstream and has sufficient judgment and experience, and on the obverse side, that the McCain campaign is extreme and that the Palin choice was ill-considered.
Of course, those were issues that were well in the political conversation before Colin Powell stepped up, but you're right, he does sort of focus them. Listen to Barack Obama here in his reaction to the Colin Powell endorsement.
I have been honored to have the benefit of his wisdom and his counsel from time to time over the last few years. But today I'm beyond honored. I am deeply humbled to have the support of General Colin Powell.
Now, I know you're up at American University, which is a little bit away. You know, it's not exactly outside the Beltway. But I can't resist asking you, even as an academic, I mean, does deeply humbled suggest a cabinet appointment?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I mean, I think, who knows? I mean, I think Senator Obama, if he gets elected president, will do something with respect to his cabinet appointments and perhaps others that will reflect bipartisanship or multipartisanship in his high-level appointments. I think given the challenges that the country faces, he will need to recruit as wide a base of support, you know, for whatever directions he chooses, and he will have to choose that somewhat collegially. I don't have any idea whether there's going to be a personal appointment there. What I do know is that the broader his support is going into the election, and the broader his support is starting out the presidency, the more likely he is going to be able to succeed both in the election and in governing.
Right.
In a very, very difficult time.
Well, certainly that is the case. Curtis Ganz, director of the Center for the Study of the American Electorate at American University. I mean, I guess the great irony here is John McCain's trying to distance himself from Bush. Meanwhile, Bush's Secretary of State has endorsed Barack Obama, and it's viewed as more distance from Bush. Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome, sir.
Adora?
It's interesting. You got to wonder what kind of impact that is on moderate Republicans and independents. I'm sure we'll be talking about that more in the coming...